Alright. How you doing? I'm tired as fuck. It's 1:04 p.m. Do you want to hear some erotic poetry? Do you want to be your nighttime lullaby? Do you want to listen to my voice while you fall asleep? Shoulders and tucking you into bed and keeping you warm. Maybe rubbing down to your boxers or whatever you're wearing. Huh? You want me to do that? I can fucking do that. Anyway, I want to read you some poetry. All things aside, let's get serious, shall we? All right. Yes, let's get serious. So serious. All right, this one is, Boy, it doesn't even say who it's by. Looking at the way it's written, it's probably by Michael Fade, but I have no idea. It's entitled Curious Girl. She was a curious girl who loved the smell of old books, chasing butterflies, and touching herself under the covers. Yeah, that's probably Michael Fode. This is in the Milk and Honey book. The author is not mentioned, but I know this is Ruby Kaur. He placed his hands on my mind before reaching for my waist, my hips, or my lips. He didn't call me beautiful first. He called me exquisite. And then at the bottom she writes how he touches me. She has a very interesting style of writing because all her titles are at the bottom. And all of her poems are lowercase, which is very different. I don't know where she got that from. It's quite interesting. Anyway, what else can we get into? What else? Oh, this is by R.M. Drake. Do away with me. Bite my lips. Claw my skin. Deep enough to scratch my soul. Tell me you want. To devour me, digest me, break me down to molecule and absorb me in, melt over me and cover me in you. Let us drip through the cracks and land in this strange substance called love. Ooh, all right, that's different. Sex / Love by Christie Penny. As she whispered softly from her fragility to be free of, do you know the difference between having sex and making love? And he was disoriented, couldn't wrap thought around the question of how vulnerable he had to go, how much to give for confession. She answered herself in the quiet, in bravery, losing the controls. Sex joins two bodies while making love joins two souls. Why? That's interesting. All right. This is by BP. Who the fuck is BP? I have no idea. It's entitled Twisted Sheets. Let us escape a while and leave the world behind closed doors. Tuck adulthood away beneath my bed, beside your work boots. Let me remind you how it feels to be young, hungry, alive, I'll wrap my legs around your waist and whisper runaway tales of the life we would live. If we could only abandon the life we lead beyond these twisted sheets. Sexy. What else can I share with you tonight? This is by John Mark Green. It's entitled, Drink Me. I want to wet your lips, tantalize your tongue, elevate your heart rate, and make your veins hum. Burn like fire inside of you. As you swallow me down, drink me. Drink deeply, my love. Intoxicate yourself with my presence. Imbibe my essence. I want to make you so very dizzy. Stumble-footed, room-spinning, drunk on love. Okay, what else can I have for you? I like this one. This is by STP. You can find it on Your Tango. I made love to her on paper and spilled ink like passion across the sheets. I caressed her curves in every love letter. I kissed up and down her thighs in short sentences and prose. I tasted all her innocence without a spoken word. I bit her lip and pulled her hair in between the lines. I made her arch her back and scream. It only took a pen. Oh, goodness. Words really excite me.